time for light that darkness can't defeat. It's time to escape from the shadow of death and into abundant life. For the people living in darkness have seen a great light, and those living in the shadow of death, a light has dawned. Welcome to the Great Light Program with David Oyedepo Jr. Get set to arise and shine, because your light has come.
Anytime you want a guaranteed answer, you must approach God with the full assurance. This is why the Bible said, let us come boldly to the throne of grace to obtain mercy and find grace to help. That is, we are not coming timidly. We are not coming guessing. We are coming with a full assurance of faith. Remember, without faith, no man can please God. Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 6. He said, without faith, it is impossible to please God. Look at what it says next. For he that cometh, so you have not yet started coming to him. He that cometh to him must believe. So it is faith that makes you come to him. Please hear this. Not everybody who comes to a prayer meeting comes to the meter of the prayer. It is those who come with faith. Faith makes you come to him. He that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So we come with a full assurance. That's why the Bible said, let us draw near. When your faith is thick, your access is near. It's near. And when you are near, your answer is near. I see each one of us getting our answers in this season. That is why the Bible says in James chapter 1 verse 6 to 8. It says there, it said, let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavers is like the wave of the sea. Let not that man think that he can receive anything from the Lord. But for each one of us, we shall receive something from the Lord. And what we receive from the Lord in this season will decorate us gloriously. Somebody believe it, say louder, amen. Now, let us quickly examine the blessedness of fasting. The blessedness of fasting. Number one, it provides access to continuous guidance. Continuous guidance. Fasting provides access to continuous guidance. Isaiah chapter 58 and verse 6, it said, is this not the fast that I've chosen? And in verse 11, it tells us, the Lord shall guide thee continually. So fasting gives us access to divine guidance. And the beauty of divine guidance, the Bible shows us in Psalm chapter 23, beginning from verse 1, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He said that he leadeth me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yet though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil. He said, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. He said, thou preparest a table before me in the midst or in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. And because you are leading me, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. And what is glory? Glory is all of God's goodness, all of God's mercy. So every time we are subjected to the leading of God, we are under the weight of his glory. For each one of us in this season, as God begins to guide us, I see each one of us entering into greater realms of glory. Now we begin to see several specific blessings of guidance. Number one, guidance is the gateway to a world of exploits. It's the gateway. That's why Daniel 11:32 says, those that know their God, they know him, and they know his thoughts, they know his plan, they are following his leading, they shall be strong and they shall do exploits. In Isaiah chapter 48 and in verse 21 specifically, the Bible said, they thirsted not when he led them. He said, through the deserts, he caused the waters to flow out of the rock for them. He cleaved the rock together and the waters gushed out. He was leading them. and breakthrough and exploits became their testimony. As God begins to lead you and me in this season, breakthrough and exploits shall become our testimony. Amen. Somebody believe it, say louder, amen. Amen. I said somebody believe it, say louder, amen. Amen. So, it is the gateway to a world of exploits. It's also the gateway to a world of supernatural breakthroughs. A world of supernatural breakthroughs. That is everything on every side enjoying continuous enlargement and breakthroughs. If you look at Isaiah chapter 54 very closely, beginning from verse 1, it says, single barren, and thou that did not bear, bring forth, break forth into singing. And it says, thou that did not, you know, travail with child. He said, for more are the children of the married, of the desolate than the married wife. Enlarge the place of thy tent. Let them stretch forth the curtains of thy habitation. Spare not, lengthen thy cords, strengthen thy stakes. Why? For thou shalt break forth on the right and on the left. And how is this going to happen? Among other things, he said, your children shall be taught of the Lord. So divine guidance is the pathway to breakthrough. Isaiah chapter 45, beginning from verse 1 to 3. He said, thus said the Lord unto Cyrus, unto his anointed. He said, whose right hand I've holding. And because I'm holding him and leading him, he said, I will subdue nations before him. I will loose the loins of kings. I will open before him the two-leaf gates. The gate shall not be shut. He said, I will go before thee. I will make the crooked places straight. I will break in pieces the gates of brass. I will cut in sunder the bars of iron. And why am I doing all of this? So that I can give you the treasures of darkness. The things that the enemy went to hide in darkness. He said, and I will give you the hidden riches of secret places that thou mayest know that I, the Lord, which call thee by name, I am the God of Jacob. Say with me, breakthrough. So when God is leading and guiding, breakthrough becomes our identity. I see that becoming our testimony. Somebody believe it, say loud, amen. Amen. We have scriptural examples of individuals who operated in unquestionable dominion and breakthrough. One of them being Moses. The Bible said concerning Moses in the book of Numbers chapter 12, verse 6 down to verse 8. He said there, he said, hear now my words. If there be a prophet among you, I, the Lord, will make myself known unto him in a vision, and I will speak unto him in a dream. But look at verse 7. My servant Moses is not so, who is faithful in all my house. Look at verse 8. And with him I will speak mouth to mouth. What distinguished Moses was the depth of his guidance. I will speak mouth to mouth, not apparently, but I will make myself plain and not in similitude. Wherefore, why were you not afraid to speak against him? Moses was a man that was made by guidance. If you read the book of Exodus, you read the book of Leviticus, you read the book of Numbers, you read the book of Deuteronomy, you keep hearing, thus saith the Lord, thus saith the Lord, thus saith the Lord. Everything that Moses was doing was as God was commanding. And that was what gave birth to the breakthrough. Have you not heard our father say so many times here, our father, our presiding bishop say, that we do nothing except is commanded. That's why you see breakthrough on every side. That's why you see exploits on every side. Because divine guidance gives birth to exploits. Each one of us, as we begin to access the voice of heaven, I see us walking into realms of undeniable exploits. Somebody believe it, say loud, amen. You know, the Bible makes it clear. It said, I was in the spirit on the Lord's day, and I heard. Where you are in the spirit, you will definitely hear what the voice of the spirit is saying. For each one of us in this season, I see us hearing that with the voice of the spirit is speaking in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. How about Paul the apostle, a man of unquestionable exploits? I love the story of Paul because Paul was a man who was most unlikely to make anything out of destiny. The Bible makes us understand when he was sharing his testimony in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, beginning from verse 6 all the way down to verse 10. He said, I was like one that was born out of due season. In other words, I was like a premature child. an individual that was not to survive, not to make anything out of life and destiny. He said, but I am what I am now by the grace of God. What did that grace assist him to do? Among other things, to pick the voice of the Spirit. Paul's first encounter with Christ was an encounter with his voice. He said, Saul, Saul of Tarsus, why persecuted thou me? And from that time to the end of his ministry, he kept hearing clearly the voice of God. In Acts chapter 16, verse 8 down to verse 9, the Bible shows us there concerning Paul. He said, and they passing by Mysia came down to Troas. He said, and a vision appeared to Paul in the night. There stood a man of Macedonia and prayed him, saying, come over to Macedonia and help us. Say with me, divine guidance. So he wasn't going everywhere. He was going where God was leading. There are so many people who have destroyed themselves because they have gone everywhere. They have gone everywhere. They changed career according to popularity. Nursing is good now. Let's go. IT is the best now. Let's go. They are making decisions according to popular opinion. But let's understand this. With God, it is not popular opinion that equals right destination. It is right direction that produces right destination. And right direction can only come from him. He said, it is not in a man that walketh to direct his steps. So every one of us must, at every point in time, seek God's clearance on every step to take. But for us to receive direction, one of the mysteries and secrets is the mystery of prayer and fasting. For each one of us, I see us walking in the fullness of heaven's direction. And as we do so, we shall be manifesting the glory of God. Yeah. Number two, blessedness of fasting is that it engenders divine health. It engenders divine health. Isaiah chapter 58 and verse 8. He said, then shall thy light break forth as the morning, and thine health shall spring forth speedily. And every time life breaks forth, health springs forth. In Job chapter 33, verse 21 to 25, the Bible tells us, his flesh is consumed away that it cannot be seen. His bones that were not seen stick out. He said, yea, his soul draws near unto the grave, and his life to the destroyers. If there be an interpreter, one among a thousand, to show unto man his uprightness, he said, then God is gracious unto him and says, deliver him from going down to the pit, for I have found a ransom. And by that revelation, that illumination, he said, his flesh shall become fresher than a child's. He shall return unto the days of his youth. In this season of waiting upon the Lord, I see every affliction being destroyed in the name of Jesus. We look at certain things that occur in prayer and fasting that bring about the release of divine health. Number one is that prayer and fasting is a platform for divine empowerment. Say with me, divine empowerment. It is a platform for divine empowerment. The Bible makes us to understand in the book of Matthew, chapter 17, verse 19 to 21. It said there, they came to him and said, why could not we cast him out? And Jesus said, because of your unbelief. For I say that if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, and you say to this mountain, remove and here's yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible to you. But before you get excited, he said, how be it? This kind goeth not out but by prayer and fasting. When prayer and fasting is engaged, there is no kind that can resist. There is no kind that can resist. He said, this kind goeth not out but by prayer and fasting. I never mention any other kind. Every other one, he said, you say to it, get out, and it gets out. He said, but now that this one seemed to be stubborn, there is nothing stubborn that can resist the power of prayer and fasting. For each one of us in this season, as we stand on the altar of prayer and fasting, I see every affliction and oppression of the devil being dominated supernaturally. Amen. Somebody believe it, say loud amen. Amen. Number two reason is that prayer and fasting is a platform for spiritual illumination. It's a platform for spiritual illumination. We saw earlier in the book of Isaiah chapter 58 and verse 8. It said, then shall thy light break forth as the morning, and thine health shall spring forth speedily. You see, there is a difference, and God's servant has showed that to us, that there's a difference between revelation and illumination. Revelation will bring about empowerment. Illumination establishes dominion. Then shall thy light break forth. When your light breaks forth, your head naturally springs forth. And one of the things that happens in prayer and fasting is that light begins to emanate. In John chapter 1 verse 5, the Bible says, it said that that light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. That's revelation. And in verse 9, the Bible tells us, that was the true light that lighteth every man. So there is one that gives man light. There is another that makes man a light. Revelation gives you light. Illumination makes you light. And when you become light, darkness must flee from you. The Bible shows us in the book of Luke chapter 9, when Jesus went up to the mountain and to pray. It says there in verse 28 and 29. He said in verse 29 in particular, as he prayed, the fashion of his countenance was altered, and his raiment was white and glistering. That word glistering means not reflecting, but emanating. There is a word called glittering. When it glitters, it is reflecting light. When it glisters, it is emanating light. In other words, as he was praying, he was not only receiving light, he was becoming light. And the light was shining brighter. No wonder the Bible said that when he came down from the mountain, the people saw the mighty power of God. As we descend from this mountain, not only will we have dominion over sickness and disease, but wherever sickness sees you coming, it will start running from them. So the Holy Ghost explodes light in our heart, and that brings about the bouncing forth of our health into the